I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. In his first day of testimony before Congress this week, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economic outlook has not improved in recent weeks and says the central bank could be prepared to cut short-term interest rates when Fed officials meet later this month. A Wall Street Journal investigation has revealed that PG&E Power Company knew for years that hundreds of miles of high-voltage power lines could fail and spark fires, yet it repeatedly failed to perform the necessary upgrades. The failure last year of a century-old transmission line sparked a wildfire in November, killing 85 people and destroyed the town of Paradise, California. And Kim Darroch, Britain's ambassador to the U.S., says he is resigning after secret cables in which he criticized President Trump were leaked. In one of the cables, Darroch described the Trump administration as dysfunctional, faction-ridden, diplomatically clumsy, and inept. That resulted in a Twitter spat with the president, who called the ambassador very stupid and wacky. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.